Shabbat Shalom. Today is Saturday, the 9th of April, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar, it's Nisan or Aviv 8. Today is Shabbat Haggadol, the Sabbath that precedes Passover or Pesach. Let's sing the song. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. I will not forget you all my days. In every situation, you have never changed. I will not forget you all my days. In every situation, you remain the same. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. I will not forget you all my days. In every situation, you remain the same. I will not forget you all my days. In every situation, you remain the same. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Yahushua's name, hallelujah. We crown Yahweh and Yahushua, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For this is Shabbat Haggadol, the day on which Yahushua HaMashiach rode on the donkey. We remember his riding on the donkey within Jerusalem, or Yerushalayim. So as to fulfill prophecy given by Zechariah in chapter 9, verse 9, as well as by Isaiah in chapter 62, I think verse 11, the prophecy given by Zechariah, first of all, and Isaiah. These prophecies were later quoted by Matthew in chapter 21, verse 5. And this we see also in the Super Gospel. So this is a very important day. There's a hymn that I really love. I don't know who wrote it, but it's called Behold the Lamb. It wasn't on this day that it wasn't 4 days to the day Yahushua would die that John, the Elijah of those times, John the Immerser, or Yahochanan the Immerser, said to the crowd that were all at the River Jordan, that behold the Lamb of Yahweh who takes the sins of away. It wasn't on 4 days before Passover he said it. He said this 3 years before. 3.5 years before Yahushua's death, It's possible that he said it on the 10th of Nisan, because this is the month in which Prophet Elijah is to be expected, as we learned the other day on the 4th and 5th of April 2022, which is the fourth day. The fourth is the birthday of the Elijah of these end times, talked about by Malachi in chapter 4, verse 5 to 6. So John the Baptist is to, as Elijah is to be expected, was to be expected around that time of year. The issue though was he really the Elijah? The children of Israel were not very sure, because when these people are arriving, they are not announced like the world does. You have to figure them out by revelation from the Most High God. So Yahushua had to eventually be the one to let Israel know that John the Baptist or the Imaza was the Elijah who would come before him. And indeed, John the Baptist or the Imaza was born 6 months before Yahushua HaMashiach's arrival. So while Yahushua, while John the Baptist or the Imaza was born in the month of Nisan or Aviv, Yahushua HaMashiach was born in the month of Tishrei. It's actually 7 months, 7 months apart, not 6 months. Please forgive me. Yahushua HaMashiach was born 7 months after Yahuchanan the Imaza, or John the Imaza. In Hebrew, they call him the Imaza. The word Baptist came about through the Roman Catholic Church. So he is the Elijah of that generation that, you know, would see the first coming of Yahushua HaMashiach. And then in this generation that is going to see the second coming of Yahushua HaMashiach, we have another Elijah given to us, two actually. One comes before the holy rapture of the Most High God, the holy rapture of the Revelation 14 bride to the heavens, while the second comes after the Revelation 14 bride have been raptured to the heavens. Then sometime after the Revelation 7 bride have been raptured, which is after the two witnesses have completed their ministry on earth, Elijah the Tishbite was taken up in a chariot of fire along with Enoch, Shelah, and Tabitha will return to expose and rebuke the anti-Messiah. You see, it's interesting that it is an Elijah that is constantly used. Yahweh used an Elijah to introduce Yahushua HaMashiach to the world, saying, "Behold the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world." And interestingly, in order to expose this, the opposite of Yahushua HaMashiach, which is the anti-Messiah, Barack Hussein Obama, Yahweh once again uses the anointing of Elijah. He uses Elijah the Tishbite. Well, he first of all uses Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu. Then he uses the one of the two witnesses. And then he's going to use Elijah the Tishbite to expose Obama to the whole world. So Elijah is a very crucial person in the revealing of the Messiah and the revealing of the anti-Messiah, or the exposure of the anti-Messiah. Now, there is a song called "Behold the Lamb." It very much suits the theme of this day, Shabbat Haggadol, the day on which we select the lamb that we are to kill and to prepare as the Passover lamb, the lamb that helps us to escape death and to be able to be delivered from the bondage of Satan. So this song by Lionel Peterson is actually very prophetic. It starts off by talking about what's in Revelation 14, where you see Yahushua riding on the horse. But I find it interesting because it also talks about the death of Yahushua. So the time where he was the lamb that was slain. So there's two images being presented here. The lamb who is, you know, acts helpless, or, you know, doesn't respond to the torture he's given and even the killing. And the one who comes back in a warlike manner. And that's the whole purpose of Yahushua riding on a donkey on this Shabbat Haggadah, and then riding on a horse when he's coming back in his second coming. So his first coming, he rides on a donkey. His second coming, he rides on a horse. In the second coming, he means business. He's coming to deal with the enemies of his word, the enemies of his blood sacrifice. In the first coming, he is the servant king who lays down his life for us, that we may be able to be set free from the burden of sin, from the power of sin. So when his blood, he dies for us, he doesn't completely get rid of sin in our lives. He does get rid of sin in our lives, because he is also the Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement sacrifice, the goat, the scapegoat. But what I'm trying to say here is, while we await the final judgment day in the future, where all sin will be removed from us and from this world, in the meantime, we have to combine the sacrifice that Yahushua HaMashiach made on the cross with his Torah, so, or his commandments, in order to overcome sin or the evil inclination within us that leads us to sin. This is revealed to Ezra very clearly, Prophet Ezra, in the book, Second Esdras, it's revealed to him very clearly. He even gets to see the anti-Messiah while he's fasting, waiting on Yahweh and asking various questions regarding sin in this world and why why things are the way they are. And a lot of answers are given to him, which makes so much sense. You know, many questions come up regarding this issue, and various Christians are not able to answer these questions. Various born-again Christians are not able to answer these questions. You can only answer these questions very well if you read the book of Ezra and the book of Sedrak, the Apocalypse of Sedrak, and the book of Second Esdras. So, this is a very special song that really does fit with the theme of this Shabbat. Bear with me, brethren. It goes like this. I'll try and sing the first verse, and if I can, I'll carry on. If not, I'll just stop. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb upon a white horse. He returns in majesty. Faithful and true. triumphs now to rule and to reign. His eyes like fire, his head full of fully crowned. He holds the nations in his hands. In all Sampar, with victory show, he rides in judgment and to war. Amen. Amen. In Yahushua's name, I'll just read the second verse. Behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, in shame and sorrow once he came. No crown of thorns, no cross of pain. He stands revealed in glory now. All heavens resounds. He takes his throne to rule the earth, his world reclaim. We all will hail with one accord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Then behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, upon a white horse, he returns. We all will hail him with one accord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, upon a white horse, he returns. We all will hail with one accord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen and amen in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah. Amen. I wouldn't want what I've recorded not to be heard. I just pray to Yahweh that he will help me as I'm doing this. I just want to talk about the relationship between Passover and Sukkot. So what Yahweh has revealed to me is there's very much a similarity. We see that palm branches, which are called lulavim, are used during this season. You know, they renamed Palm Sunday in the Roman Catholic Church and all the daughters of the Roman Catholic Church. But it's not Palm Sunday. It's actually Palm Saturday. And we praise Yah because the very things we use to wave at him and to crown him the King of Israel and the King of the world are named after the very things we use to work. You know, the palms of our hands, palm trees, palm branches, palms of our hands. So in the future, just as we wave the lulavim to him at Passover time, to crown him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the Lamb who was slain from before the foundations of the world, we will wave lulavim again to him in the future, are on Sukkot. Well, in the heavens first, and then on Sukkot. It says in Revelation chapter 7 that they were waving palm branches at him, Olulavim. And then Zechariah, we also in 14, we hail Yahushua, the King of the earth, in the millennial Sabbath reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there are prophetic connections in these things. The palm branches represent righteousness, the righteousness of Yahushua HaMashiach. You know, we cannot be righteous and be acceptable before Him, as in our righteousness is like filthy rags, as it says in Isaiah 62, I think verse 3 or verse 6. However, if we accept Yahushua's righteousness, we are therefore acceptable before Yahweh. So we have our part to play. Yahushua has gone forth and been holy as Yah is holy. And through his death and resurrection, he has been glorified, therefore being counted as righteous. Now, because his righteousness is perfect, it has no filthiness within it of any kind, we inherit his righteousness when we accept the gift of his salvation given to us by him and by Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh. So, the Psalm 92, which is a Sabbath psalm. So you can see once again that these issues are all linked to each other. You know, now Psalm 92 is a Sabbath psalm, and it talks about the righteous flourishing like the palm trees and grow like cedars in Lebanon. And it was from Lebanon that they got the wood they needed to use to build the second temple of the Most High God in Israel. So the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. That's Psalm 92 verse 12. We are meant to be righteous like Yahushua. We are meant to exhibit this righteousness so much more on the Shabbat every week than any other week, for this is the day of the breaking of the bread of affliction and sharing the cup of salvation with each other, also known as Kiddush or Holy Communion, because this day speaks of the resurrection of Yahushua and therefore the new covenant. The new covenant that he has given to us. Hallelujah. So in summary, in terms, you know, he summarized his law by saying we should love one another and love Yah with all our hearts. But it doesn't mean that he abolished the law. He says this in Matthew 5:17-19. And you have to relate that to John 15:14. Where he repeatedly talks about love, love, love. Even Matthew chapter 5, that chapter constantly talks about love, love, love. The foundation of holiness is embedded in the Shabbat, because the Shabbat speaks of the resurrection of the Most High God. So if you want to understand holiness, you have to understand the Sabbath, because holiness begins on Shabbat and then spreads through the rest of the week. It was on a Sabbath that he blotted out our transgressions. He overcame sin and death. Hallelujah. 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 On this Shabbat, we crown Yahushua the King of Israel and the King of the world, the only true King, the one who loves us like no other, the one who laid down his lives for us, that we may be set free from every infirmity, from everything. When he was being scourged by the Romans, his skin ended up looking like a leper. So this is a perfect time to call him the leprous Messiah and to read about it in the Torah, as we see in Leviticus 14. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Shabbat Shalom. We'll continue in the next audio.